Welcome back, everyone. This week, we're diving into something pretty cool. The latest, a closer look essay from Token Wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
By, you know, your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam.
As he signs off every essay.
I love that.
It's a great sign off.
And this one's all about Texas. Like,
oh, yeah.
Texas becoming this tech powerhouse, specifically in chip manufacturing.
Right.
Like, who would thought, right?
Right.
Texas wheel cowboys.
It's interesting how they...
Nail chips.
Yeah, it really is. It's a fascinating transformation. And Khayyam just, like, nails it in his essay, The Lone Star State Transforms into a Tech Powerhouse. And he uses this analogy of a sleepy town suddenly turning into like a Hollywood hotspot.
I love that.
And it's the perfect way to like understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Think about it. You have this quiet place and suddenly it's all lights, cameras, action.
Uh-huh.
That's Texas right now, but with silicon instead of the silver screen.
Yeah, I love that analogy. And it's not just about the excitement and the buzz, right? It's about like the ripple effect.
Right.
The changes that come with such a dramatic shift.
Of course.
Khayyam points out that this wasn't just some lucky break for Texas.
Yeah.
It was the result of strategic planning and foresight.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically like choosing to embrace the semiconductor industry.
Exactly. They saw the potential and just went all in.
Yeah.
You know, Khayyam talks about how Austin in particular became a hub for major players like Samsung, Intel, and AMD.
Oh, wow.
Now, these aren't just any companies, right?
Right.
These are giants in the tech world.
Huge.
And when they move in, they bring top talent with them, creating the snowball effect that Khayyam calls the Silicon Prairie.
Okay, so we've got this Silicon Prairie growing in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's attracting the big names, the talent, the money.
Yeah.
But what does that really mean for the people who actually live there?
That's a great question.
It can't all be sunshine and roses, right?
You're right to question that Khayyam acknowledges that this kind of rapid growth brings challenges along with the opportunities.
Okay.
He writes, imagine the mom and pop shops, the local diners, the character of a town changing almost overnight.
Yeah.
It's exciting, but it can also be overwhelming.
Right.
And potentially disruptive to the existing fabric of a place.
So it's like a trade-off, right? Mm-hmm. Progress comes with a price.
Yeah.
But Khayyam doesn't just focus on the negatives.
No, he doesn't.
He digs into the partnerships that made this boom possible, specifically highlighting the collaboration between private companies, universities, and the government.
Absolutely.
He says, Texas understood that a lone star can shine brighter with a constellation of support.
That's such a great way to put it.
I love that.
Yeah, it wasn't just about attracting companies. It was about creating an environment where they could thrive.
Right.
Khayyam uses the example of Texas Instruments TI partnering with the University of Texas at Austin to create the Analog Design Academy.
Okay, hold on, back up a second.
Sure.
Analog Design Academy. I'm sure some of our listeners might not be familiar with what that is.
Right.
What exactly is it?
So it's a specialized program created through this collaboration that teaches students the intricate skills needed to design and develop analog chips.
Uh-huh.
The kind that power everything from smartphones to cars.
Wow.
It's like a boot camp for chip designers.
So TI gets a direct pipeline of trained talent.
Yeah.
And the students get a guaranteed path into a high demand field.
Exactly.
It's a pretty sweet deal for everyone involved.
Exactly. Khayyam calls it a win-win situation and points out that this kind of collaboration is crucial for Texas to maintain its edge in the long run. He writes, a skilled workforce is the lifeblood of any industry, especially one as complex and rapidly evolving as semiconductor manufacturing.
It's like building a strong foundation for the future.
It is.
But I'm curious, wasn't Texas already known for TI? What role did Samsung play in all of this?
Samsung's entry was a game changer.
Okay.
Khayyam describes their arrival as a seismic shift in the Texas tech landscape.
Wow.
They built this massive semiconductor plant in Austin, one of the largest in the world.
Wow.
And that combined with TI's longstanding presence, government incentives, and that collaborative spirit we talked about created a magnet for other companies to follow suit.
So you've got these two powerhouses,
yeah.
Samsung and TI leading the charge.
Mm-hmm.
But what about everyone else? Does Texas really just rely on these big players?
That's a great question, and one that Khayyam addresses head on in his essay.
Yeah.
He acknowledges that there's a risk of over-reliance on these big companies, especially when you consider the global competition. He writes, Texas faces giants on the world stage.
Okay.
And that's where things get really interesting.
Ooh.
We'll delve deeper into the global landscape and how Texas plans to stay ahead of the game after a quick break.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear more about these giants after the break.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Texas facing some serious competition in the chip-making world.
Right. You mentioned giants on the world stage.
Yeah.
Who are these giants?
Well,
and what makes them such formidable competitors?
Khayyam points to Taiwan and South Korea
okay.
as the heavy hitters. He talks about how Taiwan, with companies like TSMC and South Korea with Samsung Electronics, have a massive head start. They've been in the game longer.
Right.
They've honed their skills and they've built up these incredible ecosystems that are just tough to beat.
Okay, so experience and infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
that makes sense. But what does that mean practically? What are the specific advantages these giants have?
So Khayyam breaks it down in his essay.
Okay.
First, he talks about economies of scale. Basically, these giants can produce chips much more cheaply because they're making them in such massive quantities.
Mm-hmm.
It's like buying in bulk. The more you produce, the lower the cost per unit.
So it's like the Walmart effect in chip manufacturing.
Got it. Exactly.
But isn't Texas also scaling up production? They have those huge Samsung plants now, right?
True. But those other countries have been doing this for much longer.
Right.
They've already optimized their processes and built up a supply chain that's incredibly efficient. It's not just about the size of the plant. It's about the entire ecosystem that supports it.
So it's like Texas is trying to catch up to a speeding train.
Yeah.
What else does Khayyam say about these challenges?
He also talks about the importance of government support.
Oh.
Both Taiwan and South Korea have heavily invested in their semiconductor industries,
mm-hmm.
providing subsidies, tax breaks, and research funding. They've made it a national priority, and that kind of backing gives them a significant edge.
Wow. So it's not just about companies competing. It's almost like countries are going head to head. It sounds like Texas has its work cut out for it.
Yeah.
So knowing all this, does Khayyam think Texas has any chance of keeping up?
Actually, yes.
Right.
While he acknowledges the challenges,
mm-hmm.
Khayyam is surprisingly optimistic about Texas's future.
Really?
Yeah. But he stresses that they can't just try to copy what others have done.
Okay.
They need to be strategic, play to their strengths, and find ways to differentiate themselves.
Okay, so what's the game plan? Does he offer any concrete suggestions for Texas to stay ahead?
He does. First, he emphasizes the importance of fostering a culture of innovation.
Yeah.
Texas can't just rely on attracting big companies. They need to cultivate homegrown talent and encourage startups.
Hmm.
He writes, "The next generation of chip technology won't come from imitating the past. It will come from daring to imagine the future."
So it's not just about building bigger factories. It's about nurturing the next generation of innovators.
Right.
What else does he suggest?
He also talks about the importance of strategic partnerships, and not just between industry and universities like we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
He suggests that Texas needs to collaborate with other chip-making hubs around the world, sharing knowledge and leveraging each other's strengths.
That makes sense. Why try to reinvent the wheel when you can learn from those who have already done it?
Yeah.
But can Texas really compete with these giants when it comes to things like research and development?
Mm-hmm.
Those other countries have been pouring money into that for years, right?
That's a valid concern. But Khayyam believes Texas has an ace up its sleeve.
Oh.
It's entrepreneurial spirit.
Okay.
He argues that Texas has a long history of innovation and risk-taking.
Right.
And that this culture can be a powerful engine for developing new technology.
So it's about harnessing that Texas grit and determination, that pioneer spirit that's always been a part of their identity.
Exactly. Khayyam points out that Texas doesn't necessarily need to outspend other countries on R&D. They can out-innovate them. He writes, "Necessity is the mother of invention, and Texas has a knack for turning challenges into opportunities."
Okay, I'm starting to see the picture here. It's
yeah.
not about being the biggest. It's about being the smartest, the most agile, the most adaptable.
Yeah.
But what about the specific challenges that come with being a tech hub? Things like environmental impact and the potential strain on resources. Does Khayyam address that?
He does. Khayyam acknowledges that sustainability is a crucial factor for the long-term success of any industry, especially one as resource-intensive as chip manufacturing.
Right.
He argues that Texas needs to be a leader in developing environmentally friendly practices.
So it's not just about economic growth.
Mm.
It's about responsible growth.
Yeah.
Making sure that the tech boom benefits everyone, not just the companies and the workers, but also the environment and the communities.
Precisely. Khayyam writes, "A true powerhouse is not defined solely by its economic output, but by its commitment to building a future where technology and nature can coexist in harmony."
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about finding that balance, that sweet spot where innovation and sustainability go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
But how does he suggest Texas actually achieve that? What are the concrete steps?
He talks about the importance of investing in renewable energy sources
right.
to power those massive chip plants, reducing water consumption through innovative manufacturing processes and minimizing waste by embracing a circular economy model.
So it's about thinking long term, building a sustainable ecosystem that can support this industry for generations to come. But even with all these strategies, can Texas really compete with the economies of scale and the government support that those other countries enjoy?
That's where Khayyam's final point comes in. He talks about the need for Texas to find its niche, to focus on areas where it can excel, even if it can't outcompete the giants in every aspect of chip manufacturing.
So instead of trying to be everything to everyone, find your specialty and become the best at it.
Exactly. He uses the analogy of a film set. Just like a sleepy town can become a Hollywood hotspot by specializing in a particular genre or attracting a certain type of production, Texas can carve out its own space in the global chipmaking landscape.
That's a great way to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what could those specialties be? What are Texas's unique strengths?
Well, that's a great question, and we'll be right back after a quick break to explore those unique strengths and see how Texas plans to make its mark on the world of chip manufacturing.
All right, sounds good. I'm excited to hear more. Welcome back to the show. Before the break, we were talking about how Texas needs to find its niche in the chipmaking world, like focusing on a specific genre in the film industry, as Khayyam puts it.
Right. Instead of trying to do everything, Texas should play to its strengths. So what are those strengths? What can Texas offer that those other chipmaking giants can't?
Well, I'm dying to know. Khayyam must have some ideas.
He does, and they're pretty insightful. He starts by talking about the can-do spirit of Texas. He says, and I'm quoting here, Texas has a history of tackling tough challenges head on. They don't shy away from a fight, and they're not afraid to take risks.
That's definitely the Texas I know.
Yeah.
But how does that translate into a competitive advantage in the tech world? It's not like they're wrestling microchips, right?
Well, it's more about the mindset. Khayyam argues that this spirit of innovation and resilience makes Texas particularly well-suited for developing cutting-edge technologies. He writes, when others see obstacles, Texans see opportunities. They're not afraid to push boundaries and try new things.
So it's that willingness to experiment, to think outside the box that could give Texas an edge. What kind of new things is he talking about? Any specific examples? Yeah.
He mentions a few areas where Texas could really shine. One is in specialized chip design. Remember, we talked about the Analog Design Academy.
Yeah.
Khayyam argues that Texas could become a leader in designing chips for specific applications, like those used in renewable energy electric vehicles or even space exploration.
So it's about finding those niche markets, those areas where there's a growing demand, but maybe not as much competition from the established players.
Exactly. Khayyam believes Texas has the talent and the resources to become a hub for specialized chip design, attracting companies and investors looking for innovative solutions in those emerging fields.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like carving out your own territory in the vast landscape of chip manufacturing.
Yeah.
What other areas does he highlight?
Another strength Khayyam points to is Texas's access to abundant and affordable energy. He argues that this is a major advantage for chip manufacturing, which is a very energy-intensive process.
Right. I remember him mentioning the need for Texas to invest in renewable energy sources to power those massive chip plants.
Exactly. He sees this as a win-win situation. Texas can attract chip makers by offering them access to clean, reliable, and cost-effective energy, while also positioning itself as a leader in sustainable manufacturing practices.
So it's not just about attracting companies, it's about attracting the right kind of companies, those that are committed to sustainability and responsible growth.
Absolutely. Khayyam emphasizes that Texas can't afford to repeat the mistakes of the past, where industrial growth came at the expense of the environment. He writes, Texas has a chance to build a tech industry that is both powerful and responsible one that prioritizes both economic prosperity and environmental stewardship.
That's a great point. It's not just about winning the chip making race. It's about winning the right way, in a way that benefits both the people and the planet.
Yeah.
But even with all these advantages, it sounds like Texas still has a lot of work to do to catch up to those global giants.
That's true. But Khayyam leaves us with a sense of optimism. He believes that Texas has the potential to become a major force in the chip making world, not by imitating others, but by forging its own path, embracing innovation, and building a sustainable ecosystem that can support this industry for generations to come.
It's an inspiring story of transformation and a reminder that even in a rapidly changing world with fierce competition, there's always room for new players to emerge and make their mark. If you want to learn more about this, make sure to check out Khayyam's essay, The Lone Star State Transforms into a Tech Powerhouse, over at Token Wisdom.
It's a great read. And until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep asking those big questions.
And that's it for this week's Deep Dive. Thanks for tuning in.